Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Dalid. We're holding at the Mishnah at the very top of the Yomit. Zok the Mishnah, Kidashti is biti. You have a father who says about his daughter, either Ktana or an Arab, that I married her off. Or Kidashtiya v'girashtiya kishi Ktana. I married her off, and unfortunately I even received a get on her behalf when she was still a Ktana. V'hari Ktana. And even today, when he's making these statements, she is still a Ktana. The Neman. Then he's believed. In other words, he's believed to go and say that either she's married, or believed to say that she's Nebuch a Grusha, because after all, he had
a Pesha Asr or a Pesha Yitir.
It's not so much a Pesha Asr, a Pesha Yitir. As we'll see in the Gemara, at least the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havaman is going to say it's all Biyadai. At the time that she was a Ktana, she had none of her own rights vis-a-vis marriage or Gerishin. It was all in his hands. So he said, I did it. You don't believe me? She's still a Ktana. I could today go and accept Kesef Kedushin and a get on her behalf because she's still a Ktana. We'll see in the Gemara momentarily. On the other hand, if he said, Kidashtia, Vigirashtia, Kishiktana, Varigdoila, she's no longer Ktana. So like the Gemara says in the half a minute in the beginning of the Gemara, it's no longer Biyadai. He's no longer able to go and say, I'm a Kadesher, I'm a Gadesher, because now she's independent. She's now a Gdoila, she's already a Boigeris. So at this point already, Ein Neman, therefore he no longer has Ne'emonis.
The first of the Mishnah, Kitashi Spiti, Neman or not Neman? If you didn't say Gereshtia, if he just says, I.
You should add the word oi if you'd like. Yeah. Kiddash is biti, that's number one. Oi or kiddash tivigresh.
Right, so the first one is not mentioned in this Ein Neman, correct?
Right, this first one is not repeated in the second case. Very good point. There's a Vilna Goin here on the side, a fairly lengthy one that goes through a little bit of the shyness, why this is and why this is not. You can look for extra credit in Ois Aleph Agois Agra. And the Mishnah finally finishes off, Nishbes Upadisio. What happens if the father says about his daughter that unfortunately she was taken into captivity? Nebuch, we know what that means today. Upadisio, and I redeemed her. Bein she ktana, bein she gdoila, ein neman. Even if she is still a ktana today, no ne'emanis. And the Gemara is going to ask, why not? Mitchum will see everything in the Gemara. It's Zok Gemara. We started off the Reisha, that if she's still a ktana, he's Ne'eman. If she's a Gdoila, ain't a Ne'eman. Or the Gabi Shavuya, Bein Chiktana, Bein Chigdoila, ain't a Ne'eman. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. Says the Gemara, like Brother Shai was saying before, Reisha Biyode, Sefer La Biyode. When it comes to the Reisha, it's Biyode, meaning even today, he still has the rights to go and marry her off, because after all, she's still a Ktana. Sefer La Biyode. He doesn't have the rights anymore. So he's only talking about historically. Historically, he doesn't have nemonis. You have to have a pishnai made him yakum davar. And besides the fact that he's a korev anyway. But the point is, if it's biyodai, you don't believe me that she's married. I'll find a good chosin today, and we'll work it out, and she'll be married today. However, in the sefer, you don't believe me she's married, I'm going to marry her off today. Mister, you can't marry her off. She's already a boigeris. She's on her own. Zokti Mora sa reish biyode say vila biyode. Feiti Mora v'loi par biyode lo hasiya lecholo deka pasla mikahuna. What's bothering the Gemara is that final case in the Mishnah. Nishbis upetisiya, even if she's a ktana, even if she's a gadol, ain't a neman, he's not believed. Now what's the reason why he's not believed? Lechoyer the reason is because it's not biyode to go and cause her chas v'sholem to be taken away as a captive. That's not biyode. He can't go and call an akum, no, take away my daughter. Hopefully their person would refuse. But the point is, that's not biyode. And that's why the Gemara is saying, sefer la biyode. But for itimor v'ha biyode, we could still have the legal equivalent, if she is still a ktana, lo'asiyah l'cholol, to go and marry her off to a cholol. And if we'd marry her off a cholol, they could pasal me kahuna. That would pasal her from kahuna. So what does the Gemara mean to say? So Rashi back in the Mishnah explained, what's the nafkimina if we say in the Reish that he is Neman? What's the nafkimina in the Sefer when we say she's not Neman? Of course there's a nafkimina whether or not if she's married she can't marry anybody else. But on the case of Kidashtia v'Gerashtia, he's saying that she is already a Grusha, so what difference does that make? That means that she cannot go and marry a Koyin, because after all she's a grusha. And therefore, in the reisha, when she's still a ketana, he's neman, to say that she is a grusha, and therefore she cannot go and marry a kohen. In the seifa, when he says gerashtia, he's not neman because he could not make her into a grusha at this point, because she's already a gdoila, she's on her own. Rabbi, you have a question?
Yes, in all these cases, why would a father damage her daughter's reputation and prohibit her from marrying a kohen? And on the basis of this, he should be believed, because he's not being made of something, he's made something that not he wants and not his daughter wants. So he should be saying the truth.
What you're suggesting is Hoidoras Baldin Kemeya Edom Dami. When a person says something which is against his own benefit, then we believe him like 100 Edom. So if he was talking about himself, you're 100% right. But he's talking about his daughter. See, about got to be his daughter, you don't say Hoidoras Baldin, because it's not her Hoidor, it's his Hoidor. As long as she is a Ktana, then she is just an extension of him, because she doesn't have her own rights. All her rights and authority belong to him. So it's as if he and she, if you were, are one for these purposes. So then he's Naman. Hoidoras Baldin. But when she becomes a total boigera, she's a gdoila, then she's on her own. She's an independent person. So anything that he says about her is no longer Hoidoras Baldin, because he's saying about himself, but he can't say anything about her. About her, he's not believed. You have to have two separate agents. So now the Gemara says that in the Sefer, what would we accomplish by saying Nishbes Ubetisia? What we would accomplish is, or what does he accomplish? Says Rashi, that she becomes Posel the Kahuna. Why is she Posel the Kahuna? Because the assumption is that Rachman Litzlan, one of the captors, probably lived with her and made her into a Zoina. A Zoina is not Dafka. Certainly it doesn't mean the Zoina that we think of today, that a woman that Nebuch is a professional Zoina. Zoina means that any woman that lived with someone she is not allowed to live with, but in the case of a kohenis, a bas kohen, if she lived with a goy, that causes her to become a zoina. And since she becomes a zoina, then she would be psula min hakahuna, as well as from eating truma.
Even a bas yisro.
So the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah says, nishbes upadisia, if the father says about her that she was Nebuch a Shvuya and he redeemed her, even if she was still a Ketana, Einoi Neman. Now what's the Svara? Why? So the Gemara, because La Biyodai. In other words, it's Biyodai to marry her off. It's Biyodai to receive a get. But it's not Biyodai to go and cause her to be Chas V'Shalom a Shvuya. That being the case, that's why there's no Nemanis. But I can find you an equivalent case. When the girl is still a ketana, he can marry her off to a cholol. And if he marries her off to a cholol, then she will become nischalila, and she won't be able to go and marry a kohen, and she won't be able to eat truma. So therefore, why in the case of nishvus v'tisia, einoi neman, after all, in the equivalent case of being marrying off to a cholol, he would be neman. And there he passes her mekahuna. So you can say in the case of nishvus v'tisia, we should also believe him. It's almost like a migui, Havi Omar. He could have said, or even if he couldn't have said, but he said, you should believe me, because it's biyodi right now to passel her minakahuna, not through nishbis, but through marrying her off to a chalol de kapasla mikahuna.
That's not what he's saying. He's not saying I was machalol her from the kahuna. He's saying it's nishbis upatisia,
right?
Which already reduces her as a her ksuva from 200 to 100 even to Yisrael. So
for
it's
sure.
Not just a truma kohuna,
right.
A kohuna situation. True. It's also a ksuva situation.
True.
So he's not saying I can pass load to the kohuna. He's saying is I see a lechol. He's saying is nishmas b'tisia. It's a different. The consequence might be the same, mm-hmm. but the fact pattern that leads to that consequence are very different.
No question about it.
So it's not on all fours.
Yes and no. You're clearly right. Nishbis is different than cholol. The point is, if this person were to go and say about his daughter nishbis v'tisia, she is still a ketana, ein neman. He's not believed. Why is he not believed? Because it's not biyodai to go and cause her chas v'shalom to be nishbis v'tisia. Says Yomar, agreed. But he should have ne'amonis because he has another way of chas v'sholem pasling her from kahuna and from truma. What is that? He can go marry her off to a chol, and that he can do today. He'll find a cholol. Unfortunately, there are chololim in Klal Yisrael. For the right price, he'll go and marry her off, and it's biyodo, he has that right to go marry her off. So like the Gemara says in other places, he can marry her off to a menuvel umukashchen. He can go and marry her off to a chol. If he did that, he would pasle her min hakahuna, as well as pasle her from truma. That being the case, why doesn't he have nemonis when he says nishbutisia migui, that it is biyodo right now to go and pasle her from kahuna and from truma? How? By saying that I'm marrying her off to a chala. Our Mishnah goes like a Ristoy ben Yehuda that says, the Omer Benoyis Yisrael, mikva tahara lechalolin. We thought until now that if a Bas Yisrael marries a cholol, she herself will become nischalila. And therefore, if she comes nischalila, she won't be able to marry a kohen. She won't be able to go and eat truma. Says our Gemara, no. Our Mishnah goes like Reb Destoy, and Reb Destoy says that if a Bas Yisrael, who has no blemish on her record in terms of her yichus, if she marries a cholol, guess what? The child that will be born will not be a chol or chalol, but will be a kosher child. And for the same matter, she too will be not nischalla, even though she married a cholol. And therefore, saying that he should be believed by Nishmat Patisia, why? Migui, he could have said that I could marry him biyodai right now to a cholol. Fine, marry off to cholol, nothing will happen. She'll still be muteris to kahuna and still be muteris to eat truma. Okay, fine. Put away cholol. Let's talk about biyodai la'asiyah l'mamzer. He has the ability right now to go marry off to a mamzer. And if he marries off to a mamzer, she's going to become a zoina for purposes of not being able to go and eat truma or marry a kohen. That being the case, Dr. Yomara, so it's right, it's biyodi, he should have nemonis. Not biyodi to do nishmas of tisir, but it's biyodi to go marry off to a mamzer. So therefore he should have nemonis. If he married her off to a mamzer, it would not be chal. The kedusha wouldn't be chal because there's no tzvis to kedusha by chayov elav. And that being the case, this is not an etzah to give nemonis. He could marry off the mamzer. He can't marry off the mamzer, even if he says the hariat mekudeshes, so as the chosin says to the kala, it's worthless. It's meaningless. It's gunish. Assuming that this girl were an almana, then why doesn't he have nemonis to go and say nishmas upetisia, and therefore she's psula lekuna? After all, he could go and marry her off to a kohen gadol. Now, although the Gemara chapsun alman lekohen gadol, the same thing would apply to any type of iser kahuna, like a grusha, chalol, zoyna, etc. lekohen hedyon. Then all of these cases, he has the emanus, because as long as she is still a ktana, he has the power to go marry her off to any one of the psule kahuna.
A grusha, her father, can marry his daughter, a grusha, to another man. I thought he loses all his rights once she's a grusha.
That's only if it's mina nisuin, but not mina erisin. A nisuin, it's out of the sands as soon as she becomes a nisuin. But as long as she's still an arusa, he can go, he still has all the rights over her. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Uki Reb Simoi, and it goes Uki Reb Simoi, the sign of Reb Simoi, Eimim, and Akoy, Uis Reb Kiva, Mamzer, Chutz, Mi Almona, the Koyin Godl, Shari Omre, Toy, Le Yikach, Velo Yichalel, Chalulam, Oise, Vein, Oise, Mamzer. What the Gemara is saying is that this Kasha that we're asking now, on our Mishnah, why isn't there Nemonis by Nishvis of Tisiyah? Migoy that he can go and say now it's biyodei to marry her off Amon Lekoyin Gadol or any of the Psule Kuna. This would only stem loit Reb Simoi and not like Reb Sheshevav that we're going to quote in another moment. Because according to Reb Simoi, even though Reb Akiva says that any one of the Chayove Lavim is Ein Kedushin Toifsin Ben, as well as any child from such a marriage will become a mamzer, that's only by psulim which are not psule kahuna. If they're psule kahuna, guess what? They become chalolim, they don't become mamzerim. And therefore, kedushin is toifis. As kedushin is toifis, why does our Mishnah say, nishim s'tisiyah, einoi ne'eman, when she's still a ktana, I be yodi now to go marry her off to any one of the psule kahuna, like Almana Lekoyin Gadol, etc., where the Kedushin is Toifis, and the child will become Nischalel, and therefore she will also become Nischalela, so she should have Nemmanus, the father should have Nemmanus vis-a-vis his daughter, that she is now one of the psule kahuna. Every morning, Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbi Simon, it's going according to Rabbi Yeshiva. The Amr Boyu ben Natzvach, when it's Avach, Alakiv ben Yosef, we should all scream at Rabbi Kiva. Shoye Omer, Kol She'en Loi Bia Bi Yisrael Avlan Mamzer. Rabbi Shevav disagrees with Rabbi Simoi, and he holds that in all cases, if a woman marries someone that she's not allowed to marry to, even though it's only Chayovi Lavin, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Vlad is a Mamzer. If the Vlad is a Mamzer, means the Kedushin is not Toifis. If the Kedushin is not Toifis, that's why he doesn't have the Nemanis to go and say, I could marry her off now to an Isurei Kahuna. If he married her off to Isurei Kahuna, the Kedushin wouldn't be Toifis, so he cannot marry her off to the Psulei Kahuna. That being the case, no Kasha. That's only on Ichler Bishev of Iletamid and Navshe, then Shapir, but a good Gizot. What does the Gemara mean to say? We know Rabbi Shevav uses a very strong expression. Let's scream at Rabbi Kiva. What did Rabbi Kiva say? That according to Rabbi Shevav, now, this is of course a very strong statement. The question is he referring only to Chayove Lavin? And what he's saying is, Rabbi Simoi, I respectfully disagree with you. You're saying, according to Rabbi Kiva, there is an exception to the rule that all Chayov Ilavim create Mamzerim and the Kedushin is not Toifis. Says Rabbi Simoi, that's except for the Parsha of Psule Kahuna, their Kedushin is Toifis, the children are not Mamzerim, they are Chalon. Rabbi Sheva says, I disagree. Since there's no Bia Yisrael, in other words, it's Osir, it's a Chayov Ilavim, Havlad Mamzer, even by the Isurei Kahuna. So now, if that's all he was saying, then I have yet another category of Isurim, which are not Chiyuvei Lavin, which are not Isurei Kahuna, and the question is, what would Rabbi Kiva hold in those cases, or that case? What other case is there? Those are the Chiyuvei Esei. What are the Chiyuvei Esei? We know that Loch is by Mitzri and Adoimi, you're not allowed to marry into them until three generations. Ador Shlishi Liyovelhem Bikal Hashem. After Dor Shlishi, then they can go and join the ranks of Klai Yisrael. Aha. So what happens? Could the father marry her off to one of these, the Chayove Esei? So that depends now. If you're going to go and tell me, Rabbi Shevav says, Koshlein Bi Yisrael of Lad Mamzer, it's not just talking about Chayove Lavin, but even talking about Chayove Esei. So Timur, the Talmud, the Nafshei, if that's what he's saying, that there are no cases at all in the Torah, from Aleph to Tav, from Bereshis to Zoyis HaBracha, you don't find one case where, according to Rabbi Kiva, an Isur Bia produces Mamzerim. Every single case, it all produces Mamzerim. There are no exceptions to the rule, period. So then our mission is fine. It's not Biyodai of the father to marry her off to anyone and cause her to become Pasul Le Kahuna or Psula Le Truma. Why not? Because anyone that he's going to try to marry off to ain't Kedushin Toivsin. So therefore he doesn't have the ability to go marry her off to anybody. But if all Rabbi Shebez is doing is saying, Rabbi Simoi, you're wrong. Rabbi Simoi said that by Psule Kahuna, that's an exception to the rule. And he's saying, no, it's not an exception to the rule. That's also a rule as part of the Chayavi Lavin that there is Ein Kedushin Toivsin and the children are Mamzerim. But that's only the Chayavi Lavin. Rabbi Yodei La'asil L'Chayavi Esei. He still has the ability to go and marry her off to an Adoimi or to a Mitzri within the first three generations, which of course is an Isser Asay, and that would again passel her from Kahuna and from Truma. So why did it say in the Mishnah? By Nishar Subtisiyah. Einoi Naman. Why said the Gemara? Because La Biyodai, although it may not be Biyodai to go and cause Nishar Subtisiyah, but it's Biyodai to go and marry her off to and Mitzri Vadoimi, that would also passel her from Kuna. So why doesn't she have Nemmanis? Why doesn't the father have Nemmanis by Nishbisubistisio? The Gemara considers that to be an excellent question, and at the moment has no answer. Rav Ashi says, I'll ask you even another question, and I'll show you that this answer, biyodoy and la biyodoy, is incorrect. Omer Rav Ashi, v'tizbra. Put aside the questions that you've been piling on about the psulei kahuna and mamzer and chiyuvei esei. Put that aside. Let me ask you, v'tizbra, let's go back to the reisha. The reisha said the reason why he's neman in mishum de biyodihu. So let me ask you a question. V'meila kidashti es biti, that's biyodoy. But kidashtia, the gerashtia kishitana, is that biyodoy? Freiti mora, nihi de biyodoy lekadsha, biyodoy legarisha. Can he go and convince her husband and say, I want you to go and give a get to me, because I want this marriage to end? The husband can go and say, father-in-law, shver, you could stand on your head, I have no intention of being megarisha. So therefore it's not biyodoy. V'oid, let's go even one step further. Ilu Omar Haydaloi Nihabigava Nimotzi Mekadish Nile Balkorche. Even on the first case of Kidashti Esbiti, I married off my daughter to someone. Is it biyodi to marry his daughter off? It's biyodi that if he has a willing chosan, then he could be Makabal the Kes of Kiddushin, Esbiti Nasatli Shazet. But there's no way that he can go and force anybody in the world to go and marry his daughter. Maybe his daughter is not a Tznua, maybe she's not an attractive young lady, maybe she's not sufficiently religious, maybe whatever, maybe she's too short, she's too tall, she's too fat, she's too thin,
She's not even 12 and a half years old.
That's part of it too. She's a young girl and nobody's interested in marrying off an 8 or marrying a girl that's 8 or 10 years old, or whatever the reason is. So therefore, says Yomar, even the case of Kidashi is Biti, it's not Biyodoy. It's only Biyodoy if there's a chassan that ready, willing, and able to go marry her. But who says that there is such a person? Maybe she's chas v'shalom and menuvel mukashchin, and nobody wants to marry her. And therefore, it says more va'oid in the second line. Ilu omar hay to leinicha begava. If the potential chassan to whom the father-in-law, the father of the girl, says, "Yeah, I married her off to him," if he says, "I'm not interested," that ilu omar hay. If that potential chosin says, I'm not interested, there's no way that he can force her into a marriage if there's no willing chosin to marry her. So therefore, the whole idea of the reisha, it's biyodei, ne'aman, the whole thing is, like the Gemara said, meraps and igra, the thing is very, very shvach, this whole svar.
Broken roof.
El omer avashi, reisha rachmone hemne krav huna. The reason why there's a difference between the Reisha and the Sefer is because of Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Yom Rav Huna Amar Ra. Minayin li'av she'ne'emun le'eser es bitoy mina toira. How do we know that a father can go and aser his daughter to marry anyone in the Torah by saying that she's already married, she's an Eishes Ish, she's now asura to anyone? She'ne'emun, it says in the Pasuk, es bitoy nasati lo'ish hazeh, lo'ish asura. By saying, if we would stop at the word ish, as bitin usatil ish, the Torah says that he has that koyach to go and marry her off to a person. If he doesn't identify who that person is, asara, now she becomes asur to the whole world. If he does identify who the person is, liish hazeh, at least although she's asur to the whole world, but he tira b'nisuin to that fellow, because he said hazeh. So therefore the Torah gives full ne'amonis when it comes to making chasana to a father who has a ketana or a nara, that what? That he can go and say, she's a married woman, and I'm not even going to tell you to whom she's married to, and with that, make her asur. Or if he does reveal the identity of Isha Zeh, he asks her to everybody else, but at least she's mutter to Baal. That he has that right, because that's what the Torah gave him, that authority, as beaten south Isha Zeh. So therefore he's neman, as long as she's still a ketana. When she becomes, or a nara, when she becomes a begeris, and of course, then he loses all rights vis-a-vis his daughter. However, so there in that case, b'nisuin hemni rachmana. That's what the pasuk saying is b'tasachu shazem. When it comes to kiddush nisuin, Torah gave him their money. However, liav, but b'shvuya lohemna. I don't have a similar pasuk by shvuya, and therefore that's why the Mishnah says at the reisha. Kiddush is biti, as long as she's a ketana, he's neman, because the Torah gives him all of the rights and regulations appurtenant thereto, having to do with ketana, in terms of being able to say, I married her off, I didn't marry her off, to whom I married her off, etc. That's part and parcel, as biti nisat v'shazet. That's, he's believed. That's, of course, as long as she's a ketana. Once she's a gedoyla, as long as she's a ketana or a nara. Once she's a gedoyla, of course, he loses nemanis because the Torah didn't give him that nemanis. By a case of shvui, he doesn't have nemanis at all because the Torah doesn't address that. It only addresses the case of kiddushin and nisuin, and therefore there's no nemanis, period.
Can you just review one thing with your Rishoyev and Shemai? What are we saying? If he came, if Rishoyev came, because I mean, Shemai came to say a whole different interpretation of Rishoyev, he included the Chayve.
Yeshayev.
Rishoyev include.
Also, Isure. Isure Kohuna. The question is, did he also include Isure Essay or Chayovi Essay?
Right.
That's the only Shaila.
So, what was the word saying? If he came to differ, then.
With Reb Simoi. Only Legabe Chayove Kuhuna or Isure Kuhuna, yeah. And not Legabe Shar Isurim.
Yeah.
So now the Gemara is asking, why does it say in the Sefer of the Mishnah that if the father said Nishbis Ubetisia, even if she's still a Ketana, he has no Nemanis? He should have nemanis, not the Gabi Shvuya. He should have nemanis like a migui type of argument that he can go marry her off right now to a mitzvah adoimi, since she's still a ketan. The fact that our Mishnah doesn't say that is the Chzeir Shver. It shows that the Svor is not because of biyodai or la biyodai. Because if the Svor in the safe is la biyodai, but it is biyodai to passel her from kahuna and truma by marrying her off to the Chiyove Essay. However, if you say according to Rivi Shevav, that even Chayovi Essay, the Vlad is a Mamzer, because Ein Kiddushin Toivsin, not by Chayovi Lavin, not by Isurei Kohuna, not by Chayovi Essay, Kiddushin is never Toivsin, then there's no Kasha. It's not Biyodi to marry her off to anyone, because anyone that will passel her from Kohuna, because in fact any such Nisuan or any such Kiddushin would not be effective, exactly.
Right, but I'm trying the other side of it, saying that if he's fine if he's saying that, but what was the Gemara saying?
The other side is that he only disagrees with Reb Simoi Legabe Isurei Kohuna. Reb Simoi says that Reb Akiva holds by Isurei Kohuna the Kiddushin is Chal.
Right.
How do we know the Kiddushin is Chal? Because the children that are produced are not Mamzerim, they're only Chalolim.
Right.
So therefore, that's what Rabbi Simai holds. Rabbi Shevav disagrees and he says, no, even by Isurei Kohuna the children are Mamzerim. So Kiddushin is not Toifiz. So then, obviously, he doesn't have the modesty to say that I married her off to a Kohen Gadol or a Grusha to a Kohen Hedjit. Why not? Because of the fact Kedushin is not Toifis, but there's still one more Hecha Timtza that he would be believed. Now by the Chayav Yaseh. So why does the Mishnah say by Nishmut Shisiyah? Ein Neman, he could say right now I'm marrying her off to a Mitzvah, married him 5 minutes ago, and 5 minutes from now I'm going to marry her off to a Mitzvah Vadoyme. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. It says the Charai that it's not because of Biyodi Ein Biyodi, because it's Biyodi now to go marry to Mitzvah Vadoyme. And of course the Rashi says, it's not biyodi to marry her off to anybody, because maybe nobody in the world wants to marry her.
Right.
She's too short, she's too tall, she's too young, she's too old, who knows, whatever the reason is. Yes?
In the case of the Mitzvah Adomi, how can marriage ever be tofes? They're not Jews. They're not Jews.
We're talking about that they're gerim. A ger Adomi, you're asking really not a kashan.
Right.
In general.
Right.
The Mitzvah Adomi became gerim. And now they became gerim. So you're going to say, fine, but it's only one generation. No, the answer is that what happens if they have other friends who also Edoimim and Mitzriim, that also got married,
same level,
and then each one of them, he had a daughter and he had a son, they'll be able to go and marry. That would be second generation. If thereafter they produce kids, and this one has a boy and this one has a girl, and then they marry, then they will be already mutter love b'kal Hashem, because the daughter Shlishi, they'll be able to join the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. Zog the Mishnah, Misha Omar Bishas Misasa, Yeshli Bonim Neman, Yeshli Achim, Ein Neman. What happens? The person is never about to pass away. And his wife is noivis about Yibum issues. And she wants to know, Nu, Mantai Raman, what's this story? If he says at that time, Yeshli Bonim, I have children, Baruch Hashem, from a previous marriage, and therefore you do not fall Yibum. Neman, he is believed, even without producing any documents, any evidence. He says, Yeshli Banim, Neman. If he says, Yeshli Achim, I want you to know I have brothers in Australia, in Russia, in Ukraine, or wherever, and therefore, unfortunately, you do find for Liyibam, Einoi Neman, you're not, he is not believed. Now, what's the svaras? What's the reason? Says Yimara, Alma l'chayr, what I see from our Mishnah is, ne'emon lahatir, if he's being matir her, meaning that she's allowed to go and marry l'shuk, that she doesn't have a yibum issue, he's believed, right? He says, yesh li banim. Where are the banim? I don't know. They're in Russia, they're in Africa, wherever they happen to be. But I had children. And therefore, he's ne'emon lahatir, she doesn't fall yibum. They ne'emon lesser, but he's not believed to go and say that I have brothers and no sons, and therefore you're fully, that is not believed. We can soon see svaris, why yes, why not. Name of Masis in the Loik Reb Nosson, L'choira, I have a rai that a Mishnah does not stim with Reb Nosson. Who is Reb Nosson? Tesani will under the Braisa. Bishas Kiddushin Omar. Now we're not talking about Bishas Misa. We're talking at the time that they got married. Bishas Kiddushin Omar. Yesh Loi Bonim. I want you to know I have kids. Rashi says he didn't say Al-Manas. He just said, I want you to know I have kids. She doesn't have to worry now about potential Yibam in a year or 20 years from now.
If the children still are alive at that time, we learned in Yomas.
Yes, you want, we can go and bring the whole Masech, and it's also talking about that they were born before or after, where they were Ba'olim at the same time. Anyway, and it's not Lavdafke Bonim, it could be Bonois, and it doesn't have to be two, it could just be one. And it doesn't even have to be children, it could be Einiklach. Yes, there are tons of other halachas, but they're really not necessary for to discuss at this time. Anyway, the sign of Bishas Kiddushin, Oma Yesh Lebonim, I have kids, and therefore you don't fall Yibam. Bishas Misa Omar, what happens if, now, a year later, 5 years later, 20 years later, when he's about to pass away, Omar, he says, Ein Lebonim, I have no children, and therefore never you do fall Yibam. Or, Bishas Kiddushin, Omar, Ein Loi Achim, at that time he says, I have no brother, so you don't have to worry about Yibam. The same type of situation, like you said before. Yesh lo banim, no yibam issue. Ein lo yachim, no yibam issue. B'shas misa, now when he's about to die, yesh lo yachim, yeah, he does have brothers after all. Says the Braisa, ne'emon lahatir, ve'ein ne'emon le'esor, divrei Rebbe. When he says words that would be mat to her, that she does not require yibam, he's believed. He's not ne'emon le'esor, which is the same rule that we're learning from our Mishnah. That's how we started off the Gemara. Alma neman lahater, ve neman lesser. So Mishnah and Rebbe stim beautifully. Reb Nosson Oimer af neman lesser. No, unfortunately, Bishas Misa, when he says, I have no previous children, or he says, I have brothers, he's believed. Not like the Tanakam. And therefore, not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, we said, that yesh li achim ein neman lesser. Reb Nosson says, af neman lesser. So the Chayyah says the Gemara, Masis and Deloy Kereb Nosson. So from here until the end of this Sugya, the Gemara is going to try to say, maybe the Mishnah could stim like Reb Nosson after all. And the reason is because of a couple of Svaris, or a couple of Ukimtas. We'll see. We have Rava and Abayas. Omer Rava, Nishkaraya. It could be that Reb Nosson would agree in our Mishnah that Ein Ein Eman. Why? Shani Hosam, Kim de Bishas Misa Kohoder Bey. Eima kushta ka omar. What he said at the time of the chasana was, of course, he wanted to entice her to go and get married. He didn't say almanas, because otherwise then the whole thing would make mekachtois. At this point, when he's saying the contrary, even though it's li iser, eima kushta ka omar, I'm taka nervous and I'm concerned that he's telling the truth. Why is he telling the truth? Says Rashi, shleihei ovoin tolui boy. He doesn't want to go away from this world, leaving a hanging Avera, which is going to be because of him. Meaning that since he previously maintained and said about himself that there is no Yibam issue, if in fact there is a Yibam issue, and he's not going to disclose that to his wife, guess what's going to happen? After he passes away, she's going to go and marry anyone she wants, and the Ovoin is going to be on his shoulder, on his collar, because of the fact that he told her that there is no Yibam issue. So therefore I have to be nervous, says Reb Nosson, that af neman lesa. But that's only because initially he made the statement otherwise, and she was relying on that statement, she will rely on it, not to go and worry about it yavam. He doesn't want that aver. Therefore he's telling the truth now, says Reb Nosson, af neman lesa. However, says Rashi, in the case of our Mishnah, he didn't make any statement at the time of the marriage. He was silent. And therefore, we can assume, unless we knew otherwise, that she's okay, that she doesn't have to worry about if she was not aware of any brothers, so then she assumes that she doesn't fully heba. Now when the husband says, a few minutes before he's passing away, I want you to know, yesh li achim, says Rashi, maybe the tziura kamechavin. Can you imagine what a nice husband this is? He's in the final throes of his life here on this world. He's about to pass away. Even at the last moment, he wants to go and be mitzayer her and say, I do have brothers after all. Go and find them. You won't be able to remarry. And then, Shema Yisrael, and he leaves this world. So therefore, it's konzain that even Reb Nosson would agree, we do not believe him in the Mishnah. When he says, Yesh li achim ein neman, maybe he's just coming to be mitzayer. But in the case of the Brice, since he made a previous fabricated statement that there was no Yibum issue, when really there was, says Reb Nosson, he's neman lesser because I have to be afraid that he's now telling the truth, he doesn't want any ovoin toli bai. So that's Rava's teretz to say that Reb Nosson could be consistent with our Mishnah. Amli Abaye, Abaye was not impressed with Rava's teretz, and Abaye says, V'lav koshkenu, isn't a koshken? Hashta umahosam de kamora lele dibure, amris kushtik omar, madach in a case where he made an affirmative statement at the time that they got married. And now he is saying a contrary fakerta statement. He's saying, no, there is a yibam issue. We believe him. Masnisim. To le kamora lele dibure. In our Mishnah where there was a blank check over here, blank slate, he never said anything. For a koshkin, shouldn't we certainly believe him? Madach in a case where he is contradicting himself, and we should say, forget about what he's saying. Remember what he said a year ago, 5 years ago, that was the truth. No, says Reb Nosson, I have to be noivis, that even though he's contradicting himself, what he's saying today is the truth. Then certainly in a case when he's not contradicting himself, then certainly I should say that it is the truth. So if it says in our Mishnah, yesh li achim, why am I not concerned that taka neman? Why do I say Einay Neman Silchoyder Reb Nosson would again even in our Mishnah also hold that Neman? Therefore, Elam Abaye. I have a brand new pshat. Masnisin loy muchzik lan bi achiv loy muchzik lan bi bani. Our Mishnah is talking about, as you say, a clean slate in the sense that we don't know about brothers, we don't know about sons, we don't know anything. This fellow just arrived now, Chwais Meretz Yisrael. We have no knowledge about his background. We don't know if he has brothers, we have no sons. We just know he's a charming guy. And this young lady married him. Domrina. Since there was no previous status quo, no previous chazaka, Omer Yeshli Bonim, Neman, Yeshli Achim, Eina Neman. What's the reason why? Lav kol kimina di osala kuli alma. Who gives him the right and the strength and the authority to go and ask him on the ganze welt? Because until now, we assumed, based on the status, now she's getting divorced, she should be able to marry anybody that she wants. Mm-hmm. Comes the husband and says, oh no, you can't do that, because I want you to know, I have no children, but I have brothers. Where does he get that authority to go and ask her on kuli alma? He doesn't. Therefore, that's why the Mishnah says, to go and say, yesh li bonim, that therefore she's free to marry anybody that she wants, he's never. But to go and answer her, ain't a never. That's the Mishnah. Braiso says, the one Yom Beis is a different ukimta, a different fact pattern. The muchzik lon bi achi, the muchzik lon bi bani. At the time that she got married, there was a chazaka. People said that her status was that of that. His status was the muchzik lon biachi, that he had brothers. You know, people knew, oh, sure, Yankel, we know his brother, yeah, sure. But we were not aware of his having any children from a previous marriage. And now what happened was the chosin proposed to her, and he told her at that time that I want you to know there is no yibum issue. In other words, that he was undermining the chazaka that there was until now. There was a chazaka that he had achim and didn't have banim. And he said, no, I want you to know, there's no yibum issue. You don't have to worry. Either I don't have brothers, in other words, any brothers that they think, those were nearly not my brothers. They were just like, we say in the Besmedish with such pride, brother shy, even though it's not a biological brother. So therefore, that's when you hear that I have lots of brothers. I didn't have any real biological brothers. Achenu kol beis Yisrael. I have tons of brothers. I have thousands of brothers who are standing now in near Aza, but not my physical, biological brothers. So therefore, at that moment, he made a statement to the wife: I have no brothers, no din of Gibbon at the time of the marriage. Damrinan mali l'shaker. We should believe what he said at the time of Kiddushin because he has a mali l'shaker, which is like a migui. Why? Because why did he make a statement that there is no issue because he has no brothers or because he has sons? He's doing that l'miftar m'yava. Matzi amala, he could go and say to her, you don't have to worry about it. Even if I had brothers and even if I didn't have sons, you have nothing to worry about. But tana l'cha begita. Any time that things appear to be frail, if chas v'sholem, I'm not well, I'll give you a get immediately. So you'll never have to worry about it. It'll be a get that'll be chali, you know, a minute before Misa, and things of that nature, like we've had in Mesechus Gittin. So you don't have to worry about Yim, I'll take good care of you. So why did he have to go and say a sheker that he had no brothers, or that he did have brothers, that he had no brothers, and therefore there's no din of Yimim? He could have said, you're right, I do have brothers, and yes, you're right, I have no banim. But you have nothing to worry about because of Yet Hashem. If and when something happens and we have no children, I'll give you a get at that time. Nothing to worry about. Okay, so therefore, that's the fact scenario in the Braisa. So now, what's the machlok between Rebbe and Reb Nosson? Rebbe sabar mali l'shaker ki edim dami. We also edim akri chazaka. Her initial chazaka was, like the Mara says on the top line, muchzik lan bi'achi, v'lei muchzik lan bi'bani, and therefore she does fall l'yibam. By making a statement at the time of Kiddushin, don't worry, I have no brothers, or I do have kids, therefore there is no Yibam issue. Even though, why should I believe him? Said the Marcus Mala the Shakir, he has a Mikri. He could have said, I'll give you a get. That Mala Yashakir is so strong, it's Oiker, the original Chazaka, and that Chazaka now folds away and plotzes. All we have now on her record is what the husband said at the time of Kiddushin, you do not fall l'yibam. So now, if at the time of Misa, he says, oh, by the way, you do fall l'yibam, because I do have brothers, he's not able to be oike this ki edim domi. This mali l'shaker is like edim.
It's baked in.
It's baked in. And even if he makes a statement now which is contrary, we ignore that statement because we have a baked in edis of the mali l'shaker that says, you're free to go and marry the shuk. Because that's the Mali L'Shaker, because it could have, yeah, exactly. Reb Nosson Tzavar, the Mali L'Shaker, I agree that there's this Migu Mali L'Shaker. However, it doesn't rise to the level of Eidus, like Eidim Dami. It rises Ki Chazaka Dami. What means Chazaka Dami? A Mali L'Shaker is like a new Chazaka. And therefore, Le'osi Chazaka, the Chazaka that he made at the time of the marriage, is not oiker the chazaka legamri. It undermines it. That's true. And therefore, if he wouldn't have made a contrary statement at the time of Misa, then in Hanami she would be able to rely on that earlier statement because the new chazaka of what he said is oiker the original chazaka that she does for Yibam. However, because of the fact at the time of Misa, unfortunately, he made a new statement. So that new statement is not going against a wall called Eidus, that was her new baked-in status, that she's not Oyle Yibam. It's only going against the undermining of her original Chazaka. And therefore, Nebuch, this new statement goes back to the original Chazaka that she had, that Muchzik Lan Bi'achi, like Muchzik Lan Bi'bani. And therefore says, Reb Nosson, unfortunately, we are going to believe him, even Le'esar, because she originally had a chazaka of Isser, and all he's doing now is he is reinstating it. At the time of marriage, he kind of weakened it, therefore it was in suspense. But it wasn't totally dispensed with. That chazaka was still there, the original chazaka, but it was undermined. Now that the husband says at the time of his Misa, that unfortunately I do have brothers, so that reinstates, it's like Chos V'Neir, the original chazaka, and that's why Reb Nosson says, here, he is believed. But why isn't he believed in our Mishnah? Because in our Mishnah is talking about a situation where there was chazaka of faket. There was, that the chazaka was that she is not oilibim. Because there was a chazaka that either she had kids, or that he had kids, or he had no brothers. Therefore, when he says now, that at the end by Nisa, that I want you to know, the chazaka that you thought you had was incorrect, he can go and create a new status quo and aser. In the case of the Brice, he's just reinstating the original status quo that there was prior to the marriage.
And also, you also have to tie that into the fact that the Mishnah is talking about there was no prior statement. As we said earlier, there was no presumption. But where he made the statement that I have.
You're talking about at the time of Kiddushin. Exactly. Okay, but the focus is not so much on what he said. Didn't say the time of Kiddushin. Well, let's start again. Our Mishnah, there was nothing said at the time of Kiddushin.
Right.
So therefore, it's just a clean slate.
Right.
And now we believe him today at the time of Misa, Lahatir, but not Lesser. The Braisa does have a previous statement, as you say, at the time of Kiddushin.
Right.
That's why that makes enough Gemara. Very good. Zog the Mishnah. The next Mishnah and the next Gemara is very simple because we had it not too long ago in the Gemara. We had it back on Daf Nun Aleph, which is only a little bit less than 2 weeks ago. Zog the Mishnah. Makadosh is bitoy stam in a boy grace bachlal. The Gemara in the Havimina assumes that he had multiple daughters, meaning a couple of gedoylois, boy grois, and a couple of kitanois. And he says about one of his daughters, I was Makadosher. Ain't a boigris bachlal. In other words, we're not talking about something historic. Person comes into shul one day and he says, I want you to know, yesterday I married off my daughter to Yankel Smith. Which one of the daughters? He doesn't identify and maybe he doesn't even remember which daughter. One thing is certain, the boigris are not bachlal because he doesn't have even the authority to marry them off. So the only ones that have to worry about are the ketanis. If he has multiple ketanis or multiple narais, they don't have to be worried. Which one did he marry off? To whom did he marry them off? Those are valid questions. The boigers are not even on the table because he has no authority. And the Gemara is going to say, of course, it's a double poshet. We'll see in the Gemara shortly. Next case, Mishnah Yosef Shtei Kite Bonais, Mishtei Noshim. Person has four daughters from two wives. First he married Ruchel, and then he married Leah. But when he married Ruchel, he had two daughters, and then Ruchel Nebuch passed away. Then he married Leah, and again he had two daughters. And now he has four daughters altogether. B'yomar. And he makes a statement one morning after davening, before the daf. He says, V'omar kidash is biter gdoyla. I married off my older girl, the gdoyla girl. V'eni yadeh, but I don't remember which gdoyla it was. There are three potential gdoylas. Im gdoyla shem gdoylas, that means the first of the first pair from Rachel, or Gedolah Shebektanis, or maybe the first of the second pair from Leah, that's also the Gedolah, or maybe even the Ketanis Shebektanis, even the second one of Rachel, she Gedolah Menach Gedolah Shebektanis, who is a Gedolah, she's older than the first one of Leah. Kulan Asuras, all three of them will now be usher to marry anyone, unless, of course, they can get gitten if we can identify the potential chasanim or chasan. Chutz min haktanah shebektanis. The only one that's off out of the picture is ketanah shebektanis. That's certainly not the gdoila. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Yosi Yomer kulan mutaris. Chutz min hagdoila shebektanis. He also agrees it's 3-1, but he's saying only one that I have to be concerned about is the number one gdoila shebektanis, the older one from the first set. I don't have to worry about the second one. I don't have to worry about the third one. All the other three are considered to be ketanois for these purposes. And the Gemara in the Mishnah now repeats the whole thing in reverse. Kedash is bitektana. Person says, again, I have the four daughters, and I married off yesterday my ketana daughter. V'eni yodeh, but I don't remember in ketana shebektanois. Does that mean the second one of the second set? Or ketana shebektanois, or is that the second one of the first set? Or gedoyla shebektanois, or maybe it's even the gedoyla shebektanois, the older one of the second set. Why would I call her Ktana? She Ktana min Ktana, she should be doing this, because she's still younger than the second one of the first set. And again, Kulan Asuris, all three will be also Chusman Agdolis, she should be doing. That's the only one that's certainly not Ktana. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Kulan Mutaris, all of them are Mutar, Chusman Ktana, she should be doing, except for the Ktana, she should be doing. That's the only one for sure. And the Svaris of Rameya and Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara are going to say, L'choira, Remeir says that mochas inish nafshil esveika, that person allows himself to go and fall into a doubtful situation. Where Rabbi Yosi said, no, people are much more careful than you think. Loi mochas inish nafshil esveika. A person is not going to allow himself to be in a doubtful situation. So therefore, if he said gdoila, according to Rabbi Yosi, he meant the gdoila. And if it said ketana, he meant the ketana. Remeir said, no. people are not so precise with their lashon. Not everybody is so yekish. People kind of speak a little bit loosely. So when he said kedoyli, could have meant any one of the three. When he said ketan, no, could have meant any one of the three. Rabbi Yossi said no. Okay.
Because Rabbi Meir Yossi also argue about tofes lashon mishum or b'sof devar avad and matpes.
So we'll wait, because the Gemara is going to go in fact reverse Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi shortly. So wait for that.
Okay.
So Gemara, we go back to the original case. The original case was, person comes and says, I was Makadish, my daughter, and he had multiple daughters. So the Boigers are not in the picture, but the Choyra, any one of the Ketanis, are in the picture, that they're all Sufik Mikudeshes. And in our Mishnah doesn't talk about the Chosin, but even if we know exactly who the Chosin was, in other words, Yankel Smith was the Chosin, and the father comes and says, I married off to Yankel Smith one of my daughters last night. Yanka Smith doesn't even know which one of the daughters, but he said, I'm asking, any one of your daughters are fine. They all have a wonderful reputation. They're all attractive. They're all nice, and they're all great, and they're all pretty. No problem. I'll take anyone. So the father said, I married one of them off. However, I didn't stipulate which one it is, and I might not, even if I did, I don't remember which one it is. So the Ketanis are a problem, but not the Boyers. But the Ketanis are an issue. I don't know which one. Shamas Minol L'Choira, we could be poishet the famous Machloikis, and that's why we had this back in Nun Aleph. Machloikis in Abaye V'Rovo, the Kedushin, Mesur L'Biyah, have a Kedushin. Because according to Abaye, Kedushin Shem Mesur L'Biyah, have a Kedushin, and that's why our Mishnah says we got to be worried about any one of the Ketanis. But according to Rovo, that holds Kedushin Mesur L'Biyah, lo yav a Kedushin, since I don't know to whom this father married off, I don't know which of the daughters he married off to Yankel Smith will not be able to consummate the marriage with any one of them, because if he consummates the marriage with any one of them, Achreis Ishta. And therefore, if he cannot go and consummate, it's a Kedushin Shem Mesur L'Biyah. A Kedushin Mesir, they have a Kedushin. So the whole thing is Gunish mit Gunish. Is the Chayra, we have a Shtark Akasha from our Mishnah on Rav. How did we answer the kasha then? How do we answer it now? He doesn't have 12 daughters. He only has two daughters. A boygeris and a ktana. And he says, I married off one of my daughters. Which one is he referring to? The ktana, not the gdoyle. Pray to more of a boygrois ketani. Our Mishnah says you don't have to worry about boygrois, which is masha, you do have to worry about ktanois. But to my boygrois the alma. He doesn't mean that this fellow had multiple boygrois and multiple ktanois. He just meant to say that in all cases where you find a father says, I married off one of my daughters and I don't know which one, or I didn't specify which one, the boygrois are not on the table, because he doesn't have the authority to marry off the boygrois. He only married off the ktanois. But in this case, we're talking only one ktana, not multiple. Therefore, it's kedushin shemesurin lebiya. Frey tamar pshita, boygers may veritayu. Boygers, of course, are they're off the table, they're off the radar screen. He has no authority vis-a-vis the boygers. So, what's the chiddush of the mishnah? Evdim alchem ayskinim deshevise shliach. Although he doesn't have the inherent right to go marry off his daughter, the boygeres, however, she appointed the father to be a shliach to go and marry her off to the first eligible young man that he fights. Maybe therefore when he was Makabal Kedushin yesterday, he taka didn't mean the Ketana. He meant taka the Gdoila, the Boygeres. And in today's world, we would understand that because people want to make sure that the older daughters are married before the younger daughters. So therefore, maybe in fact, he would marry off the Boygeres because she authorized him to be the Shliach. Kamash Malon, Loishavik Inish, Midi, Islay Anon, Minevi, Yavid, Midi, Dilesay Anon, Minei. Person is not going to go and leave a situation where he gets a benefit, a material financial benefit, and rather than that say, I'm going to go and do something else where there is no financial benefit. Meaning, because by the Ketana he's going to receive the Kesef Kedushin, he'll be able to put that in his bank account, while if he's the Shliach for the older daughter, then he doesn't get the Kesef Kedushin, it goes to her. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that if there's a single Ketana and a single Gedoyla, he certainly had in mind the Ketana, even if the Begeris authorized him to marry her off. Befreiti Yimara, come on, Milo Yaskinin, the Omra Lei, Kedushai, Loch. What happens if the Begeris that appointed the father to be the Shliach said,
keep his commission.
You can keep the Kesef Kedushin for yourself. You don't even have to give it to me. I'm just interested in getting married. You can keep the Pruta, you can keep the dinner. See, if that's the case, maybe Taka, I should be concerned that the father married off the older daughter. Why does it say in our Mishnah, Eina by grace bechlal? We're not just looking at the financial benefit, we're also looking at the spiritual benefit. Here he has a mitzvah to go marry off his younger daughter. Where does he have the mitzvah? So Rashi brings the pasuk in Yirmiyah, give your daughters into marriage. That's talking about only Ktanois and Narois, because when talking about Begeres, he has no rights to go and marry her off.
It's Navi.
So it's not, doesn't rise to the
and,
level
and also
of...
also, is the spiritual happiness of his older daughter getting married is probably weighing on him and more meaningful to him than his younger daughter, who he feels still has time. So this doesn't really work.
You're thinking in today's logic.
But even then, I mean, a man has an older daughter, Begeres, he wouldn't be happy about it, and if there's no mitzvah in the Torah here, it's not
it does not rise to the level of the Diraisa. But the Gemara means to say is, but nevertheless, even this slightly lower level of mitzvah, this is something that he has a mitzvah to do, to go marry her off. The Bogeris is already independent. She is old enough, she's mature enough, she'll find a chosen on her own, and Miyat Hashem, a tzuge pas the shidduch, where everybody will be happy. This young lady, this ketana, is on my shoulders. I want to be mekayim my mitzvah, and that's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. That if mekadosh bito istam, you can assume that he married off the ketana, not the gdoila, even though she authorized him, and even if she said, I transfer to you and assign to you all the rights to the kesef kiddush.
And what the Feinstein was arrived from this Gemara, that a father may marry off a daughter for an older daughter.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. Now the Gemara is bothered by, why does the Mishnah repeat the whole business with the Gdolim Ktana twice? I mean, it's the same principle, right? That he has four daughters altogether. In the first case, he said the Gdolim. I don't know which is the Gdolim. So all three, according to a mayor. Just the last one is not the Gdolim. And what was the second case? By the Ktana. Again, says Rameir, any one of the three Ktanas could be. And says Rabbi Yossi, no, only the Ktanas should be Ktanas. So we're just repeating ourselves. Look at what's Rich. I need both cases. The Ashmina Kamaisa Bahaka Omer Rameir, Kim De Ika, Zutramina, Lahach Gdoyla Kari La. A person is going to want to go and say nice things about his daughter. And so therefore, he's going to go and tell people, oh, my older daughter. The word Gdoyla means to say my Kalamod, the girl that is in the in Shaduchin, in Parsha, she's a Gdoyla already. Don't look at her just being Aktana. You remember her from 20 years ago when she was still a little baby. Now she's already a Gdoyla. And so therefore, even though it's only the second or the third of his four kids, he's going to want to speak about them l'shvach and say, oh, she's a grown girl, she's a bas bonim, she's a bas kedushin, she's in the parsha, etc. That's why when he said the word gdoyle, he could have meant even the second or third. Abba, in the case of the ketana, who wants to belittle his daughter and go and say, yep, yeah, the older one of the second set, or the younger one of the first set, that's my ketanala. He wouldn't want to say that. He wants to go and speak l'shvach, not l'gnai. Right? The same machloek as the Gabi Noyach. Shvach l'gnai. Everybody wants to be a mashviach, he wants to say something good. So he's not going to go and say, no, my little tochteru. He's going to go and say, oh, my tochter, my daughter, who's roi for a chasana. It's a kimura. Abbaha, in the case of the ketanais, ema moidele rabbi oisi, the ketana l'hach ketana dekulu karila. He wouldn't want to denigrate and demean the reputation of his daughter. The only one that he would call the ketana is maybe the youngest. Kamash will know. If he says ketana, it could be any one of the three. If we only have the ketana's case, maybe on Bahakam Rabbi Yossi, that the only ketana is the fourth one. But maybe in the case of the gedoyli, he would agree even more later in Meir. That what? That when he says gedoyli, maybe he means any one of the first three. Tzricha, that's why we have to have both. So Kimara, the bottom line we see from our Mishnah is remember that a meyer sever machas inish nafshulis veka. Person is willing to go and allow himself to get into doubtful situations. In other words, he's not precise with his speech, and therefore he allows himself to get into these doubtful things. Rabbi Yosi sever loy machas inish nafshulis veka. A person who uses the term gdoy lektana, he means being very precise, very yekish, and he doesn't allow for any ambiguities. For Ipka Shavinalu, didn't we hear just the opposite? Lagabi Hilchas Nedarim, did not? Back in Sechel Nedarim, we learned. Ha Neider Ad HaPesach. What happens if a person makes a Neider against whatever, I'm not going to drink wine, I'm not going to eat challah, I'm not going to eat tomatoes, whatever, until Pesach. He makes such a neder. Challah. Well, challah, he wouldn't be able to eat Pesach anyway, yeah. So I know you're at a Pesach. Osir Achegi, as soon as Pesach begins, Rashi says, Seder night, that's when Pesach begins, then the neder falls away, because you're at a Pesach. Now, we're there in Pesach, the neder no longer is challah. Achehei Pesach. What happens if he says, I make a neder Achehei Pesach? Osir Achieitze, until the neder continues with him until Pesach is over. What's the reason for that? Rashi says, because the word Shiehei is an extra word. He could have simply said, Ada Pesach. By saying Achehei Pesach, he's implying that he's adding something by adding that additional word. What is he adding? He's adding the rest of Pesach that. Achihei, it's like an ad b'chlal, ad v'loy ad b'chlal type of situation. He says, ad v'loy ad b'chlal, just until Pesach, not further. When he says Achihei, then he's referring to, and Pesach as well, that this neder should continue, I'm not going to eat tomatoes until after Pesach is over. Now, until now, we didn't have any machloikis that everybody agreed to. Now, what happens if he says, ad p'nei Pesach, I make this neder until the p'nei. P'nei means like the, it's similar to the word bifnei or lifnei. Until the ponim of Pesach, and the Gemara assumes the ponim of Pesach means right before Pesach. So now, Remeir Oimer, Osir Achiyagia. As soon as Pesach hits, the Pnei has gone away. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Achiyetze, because the Pnei doesn't necessarily mean the ponim of the first day, it could also mean the ponim of the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, until the end of Pesach. That each day of Pesach is like the ponim, it's the bifnei or lifnei, that final day of Pesach. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, the ambiguity is strong enough that the neder is chal throughout the entire yontif. So what do I see from this? The Remeir L'choira holds that when a person says, Apenei Pesach, he meant the first day, didn't mean anything else, because a person speaks with precision. Lo'imachas inish nafshlus feker. Rabbi Yossi said, nah! When he says Apenei, this is enough, it's ambiguous, it's vague enough, or sufficiently ambiguous, that it maybe meant the entire yontif. That's exactly the Svaras Hafuchas from what you said before. Before we said Remeir is the one that says Machis Inish Nafshulis Veik. Rabbi Yossi says no. And here we're saying the reverse. On Rabbi Chanina Bar Abdimi, Omer Amuchlefes Ashita. You gotta switch it around. Where do you switch it around? Legabi Hilchis Nedorim. Latanya, Belim Nenichusa. And I'll bring you a Raya. Zeha Klal. This is the general rule. Kol Shemani Kavua. If it's something which is on the calendar, which you can point to with precision, it's as Mani Kavua. Rashi says this comes to exclude a person who said, I take upon myself a neder until the beginning of the harvest, l'moshel. Well, what is the beginning of the harvest? Is the harvest a general term for all the farmers, or does it mean me in particular? Are we harvesting tvua? Are we harvesting tomatoes or potatoes? I mean, harvest can be a different thing to different people. So therefore, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something which is calendar certain. Coaches mani kvua. The Omar, ad pnei, remeir oimer ad she yetze, pyoise oimer ad she yagia. Hey, that's just the opposite of what we said a moment ago. Right before we said, ad pnei, remeir says, ad she yagia. Rabbi Yossi says, ad she yetze. Here we just reversed it. So tomorrow it says, a raya to pchanina bar abdimi, omer ad, mochlef seshita, we're in the dorim, vatanya, bring a raya that they taka switched around, because remeir holds taka, Machas inish nafshlis veika, like we see in our Mishnah by the Gdoyla and by the Ktana and by Nedorim. Rabbi Yossi holds le machas inish nafshlis veika, and therefore in our Mishnah it's only the Gdoyla, it's only the Ktana, and it's only Achi Agia, the beginning of Pesach, not the entire Pesach. We'll stop over here by Omer Abaye. Have a good day, everybody.